This is a Collider.com audio interview.
So, let's talk to this one.
Let's throw it out there. What's it like for you to see that War Machine stuff for the first time?
It was pretty incredible. I mean, I hadn't seen any of the footage cut together. Didn't know what to expect. You know, that you're really out there on a leap of faith because, you know, you do your part and they go, okay, and this is going to be this, and they explain it to you, and maybe they show you an animatic, but you don't really know what the end result's going to be. I mean, and even as good as that look, that's still not the end result. That was rushed together. That's not totally finished. So it's like, wow, it's going to really be awesome.
Did you know that it was 3 guns on War Machine's armor?
I've selected my weaponry, so yes, I knew what I knew how he was going to be tricked out. Yeah.
When you played the character, did you look at the comic book character at all?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I went back and looked at a lot of different. There's so many different, you know, iterations of James Rhodey Rhodes in the comic book. So it was hard to go, well, I want to be the one in 1982. It's like, which one am I picking, you know? So you really tried to, I go, what's the common denominator here? And the common denominator was really his friendship with Tony. And that's what we really tried to track in this one. How is their friendship impacted once Tony comes out and owns I Am Iron Man? And now I'm in the military, and there's a chain of command that I have to follow, but you're working outside of the military, but basically you're a live weapon that can do whatever it wants, and how do we... So that was the strain, and that was the tension that was between their relationship that drives the whole movie for our characters.
Can you talk a little bit about Marvel and with how many movies are coming up? They make all the actors sign on for multi-picture deals. I've heard that it's like 5, 6, 7, whatever the number is.
100.
Exactly. Were you hesitant at all or was the quality of the movies you've seen previously enough to say, I'm on this?
Well, what I know is that no matter what you sign, if the movie isn't successful, doesn't matter how many movies we decide we're going to do, the public will say, we don't want any more. So you want them to be successful, and if they are successful and good, why wouldn't you want to be in more? So besides the numbers game of how much is this one going to be and how much will I make, all that aside, you want to do good movies, so I'm not... It's cool to sign those movies.
Was it hard shooting that fight scene with Iron Man? Was that you guys on wires and a green screen or anything?
It's a combination of everything. It's us, it's CGI, it's us in motion capture suits, it's stuntmen in motion capture suits, it's a combination of every technique.
Did that set you or was it time consuming for you?
Oh, it's very time consuming. It's very time consuming and very technical and meticulous, and that's the part where you really have to trust these other teams of people that come on after you've walked off and handle it. So,
did you have we've heard some stories about Mickey Rourke about this bird is in what is it?
The carrot that he talks on Cock to the Duck too, because he wanted comic relief for his character. Did you see said bird?
We had cockatoo for lunch one day. I don't know if it was his cockatoo. But I saw Mickey Rourke one day on the set.
So you're trying to say you have limited scenes with Mickey?
I don't have any scenes with Mickey. I don't think. Unless they drew me into the scene.
What about with Scarlett? Do you have any scenes with Scarlett?
I have scenes with Scarlett, yes.
Was it like...
No.
Sam Jackson.
Who?
Samuel L. Jackson.
No, but I'm golfing with him tomorrow morning, so I'll ask him how it was.
No, you're bringing him to the action figure.
If they do it right, if they do it bad, I'm not ready to be an action figure.
I'm curious about the first scenes you guys shot were the courtroom scene with the senator with Gary Shandling. Mm-hmm. And obviously, you're coming into a role that originated with another actor. How mm-hmm. daunting is it, or how was it when you first walked on set with that many people and to try to still figure out, how am I going to do this?
Well, you know, a lot of that was figured out before we began shooting. And really, there were no marching orders of, you know, watch the first movie and make sure that you come in here and that you're paying off what Terrence did in the first movie. It was really, you're in character, you're going to do your own thing, we have to find out what works for this movie and you know, honor this story, which is a whole new story. That's why I liked how we kind of just dealt with it right up front, first scene, first moment that I appear on screen, say something about it, and then just move on.
What do you say?
what does that say in the trailer? In the, they showed it, and they show it in the thing. Yeah, it's me, I'm here. It's me, deal with it. Oh, I'm here, deal with it, let's move on.
Are you friends with Terrence? Have you talked to him at all?
Yeah.
Is this weird between you now?
No, because I didn't take a role from Terrence. You know, it was potentially weird between he and them because, you know, that was their dealings. But by the time I came on, he was already not doing the movie. So.
Could you talk about the reaction? The fans seem to, you know, sometimes when an actor replaces another actor, fandom can get very upset, but the downstairs with the reception you got, as well as Sam joining this franchise, could you talk about the warm embrace?
Well, that was paid for. That was, I guaranteed $150 to everyone who clapped and screamed, and they were all there for me.
Any superheroes who, in your childhood, and not just superheroes and capes, but superheroes in any kind of fiction, any
Tolson Shore
book that you
doubt about? Wow, Siddhartha. I mean, that's a crazy answer, but it's true. You know, and comic books. You know, I really liked Swamp Thing. I really liked the writing.
The original Swamp Thing.
Yeah, I loved that comic, and I loved, you know, The Dark Knight too. I was a fan of that comic.
When was the first time someone said congrats on being in Iron Man 2? Like, when was the first time a fan came up to you and wanted to know something?
I mean, the first person who really said good luck and I hope you do a great job was Terrence.
Well, I was just curious.
He was the first person who knew.
He actually sent it to you despite all his problems in the studio.
Yeah, because it's not between us. You know, Terrence has been a friend for a while, and I produced Crash and put him in Crash, and I was his friend before that too. So he knew there was no beef. I didn't snake apart from Terrence. You know.
So he was cool about it.
He's cool with me.
You're just
Yeah. All right.
Thank you.